Hockey players' careers are built on talent, training, and sometimes luck. The same could be said for classical musicians, who have to navigate through the tricky and somewhat limited career options. This is especially daunting for those players fresh out of school. In New York, Jeff London reports that Carnegie Hall and the Juilliard School have developed a program to address those concerns. It's called The Academy.
The idea for The Academy began over a meal. Carnegie Hall Executive Director Clive Gillinson and Juilliard School President Joseph Polisi were talking about the challenges young classical musicians face today. Gillinson says they both agree that talent alone isn't enough. They have to be teachers and entrepreneurs.
How do we deliver to the best young musicians a skill set that will enable them to define their own lives as musicians around what their own talent is, you know, rather than having to say, I'm going to have to apply for that job, or I'm going to have to apply for that job, because that, I think, is the box which will enable me to earn a living as a musician. We're saying you've actually got the capacity to define your own life.
So Gillinson and Polisi designed a program they hope will produce great musicians who are also great communicators. Every 2 years, they select 20 fellows. Each receives a stipend of $25,000 a year, health insurance, and access to the best teachers and coaches at Juilliard. They work 3 days a week, 30 weeks a year, on the very highest musical level, performing on one of Carnegie's stages with musicians like Sir Simon Rattle, and on the most basic musical level, teaching in New York City public schools. Juilliard President Joseph Polisi.
They fit into the mold of what one would call the United States today teaching artists. In other words, they teach their art and they do it through their performance and through their instrument.
One of the fellows beginning the program is Nathan Schramm, a genial 23-year-old viola player. He was a Navy brat who grew up all over the country and got a music degree at Indiana University. Last year, Schramm got an email inviting him to audition for the Academy.
I was thrilled. It sounded great. It sounded like it was going to help me communicate better with audiences. I was going to find a newer audience. I was going to help people that might otherwise not be able to experience this music. And maybe I could learn something from them, too. And now I'm here. Day one.
Day one is in mid-October at PS 75, an elementary school in Bushwick, an immigrant and working-class neighborhood in Brooklyn, where Zelman Boxer teaches violin.
You know, I think we would describe this school as under-resourced. It's not a very high socioeconomic neighborhood.
But even with limited resources, Boxer has created a vibrant music program. In a school of 650 students, he's teaching 83 of them to play the violin.
What's amazing is that these kids are competitive with kids in any other public school in the city. So these kids have played in Carnegie Hall, and at Lincoln Center, at the Apollo Theater, and lots of other places, and there are very few schools that have had those opportunities, so we're really lucky.
And Boxer says they're really lucky to now have a professional musician in their midst.
My name's Nathan Schramm. I'll be coming in about twice a month, and working with y'all, and learning from Mr. Boxer, and also helping him out as much as I can. So I actually play viola, which I'll introduce to you later. But I've been playing for 13 years now. I started when I was 10, which makes me how old?
23.
Boxer divides the class in half and has Schramm help with tuning the violins and help out with musical exercises. As the class winds down, Schramm brings out his viola. A month later, Nathan Schramm is back. He's hatched a plan to do some improvisations with Zelman Boxer.
I'm trying to explain to them that music can also have character. Music can describe people. It can be a character in itself. And just trying to develop on their understanding of music and what's possible they can do with it.
So the third and fourth grade beginning class decides Nathan should improvise a piece that expresses who he is.
So how would you describe me?
Kind person, helpful.
Helpful, kind and helpful. Okay, I'm gonna try to express who I am as a kind and helpful person on the violin.
Fourth graders Jaleesa Guzman and Kalista Kondili are impressed.
They just popped it up in their mind. They didn't even rehearse for that.
Exactly.
And Kalista finds herself inspired.
When I am in fifth grade, I would like to play in Carnegie Hall and hear all the people clap just for me.
Nathan Schramm says working with the kids thus far has been inspiring for him too.
You know, the kids are wonderful. I'm amazed at how well-behaved they are, how excited they are about music. They're very receptive. You can work with them, and if someone doesn't get something the first time, they'll get it the second. I mean, it's just, you see, I didn't expect to have such quick results.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
NPR will check in with Nathan Schramm periodically during his 2-year residency with the Academy as he introduces kids to the music of Brahms for the first time and works with Sir Simon Rattle. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.